Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we may be distributed all over the United States. Who knows?
Now, you asked for it, kids. Now, here it is.
Hey, you asked for it. You got it. Oh, Lord. I just wonder sometimes, you know.
Wonder about what?
Everything. What's gonna happen?
Yeah, something's gonna happen.
I mean, now there's got to be somewhere where there are jobs.
Huh?
There's got to be some place where there are jobs where you can make a decent living. Because you sure can't do it here. Not unless you own the town, so to speak.
Yeah.
A wonderful place that we live in.
You heard about Tim Dudley's son, didn't you?
Yeah. I didn't know that was his son.
Yeah.
Until they published the story in the newspaper.
Yeah.
And him and Vicky didn't have any kids, right?
Yeah. That was Vicky's son, I'm sure.
No.
Tim's only been married once to Vicky.
I thought he had a child before they got married.
No, I don't think so.
Well, this kid was... Well, yeah, I guess it was old enough to be her kid. But it didn't never mention her. It never did mention Vicky. It always mentioned Tim, but it never mentioned Vicky.
Huh.
Not even in the obituary. Sure didn't. Well, just like everything else, that guy that they've got that did it, he'll get off scot-free.
Do you know who it is? His name.
Yeah, they printed it in the paper, but I can't think of what it was. My memory's not worth a dime since I had that car wreck. They'd both been drinking and...
Oh, yeah, the Legion's closed down now permanently, ain't it?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's closed down permanently now.
I don't know. I don't go to that place. I don't have anything to do with anybody that does go to that place.
CH and some other people in the community just, you know, had enough clout at that time. After that happened, to shut it down completely. So they ain't even going to open it back up.
Well, that's good. I'm serious. It is. There's a lot of things that I know that was going on there.
Oh, yeah.
That it needed to be closed down. It really did. Now, you know how I felt about the place. I've never been inside of it and won't ever be inside of it.
Yeah, especially now.
No, I mean, even if it still was open.
Yeah, I was there several times.
And I've been asked out by a couple of different guys in the past, and that was the first place that they mentioned taking me. And that was the end of that. Of course, there was nothing started to begin with, but that mentioned the Legion to me is no-no. Because that'll get you booted out of my life quicker than anything. I have more respect for myself than to be in a place like that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a pretty crappy place.
That place and the Moose.
No, I'd never ever been to the Moose myself.
That's those are two places that you will never ever catch me.
That I'm aware of. I can't remember ever being there.
I've never been inside the place. I've been to the parking lot to pick some people up, but that were not able to drive home. But as far as being inside the place, no. My uncle that got killed. He was a member of the Moose Lodge. And he was up there one night. They'd been playing cards and, of course, drinking. And when he got ready to leave, somebody was waiting out for him in the parking lot, ambushed him and cut him all two pieces. He lived through it. He didn't live too awful much longer after that. He turned his life around and was getting out of all of that stuff and away from it. And the next thing you know, he's down at the service station trying to help this guy order parts for his car after he'd give up all of that stuff and everything and was going to try to make something of his life and got gunned down simply because he was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Trying to help somebody. Well, there you go. No, I have nothing for those places. Nothing at all. I don't go anywhere. I go to work. I go to the grocery store. Go to Walmart every once in a while. Go to church. And that's the extent of my life. Pretty dull stuff, huh?
Hey, I don't do much more than that myself.
You know Ford Brock.
Who?
Ford Brock.
I know some Brocks, yeah.
He's worked at YY for about 10, 12 years. He's on the AM morning man.
No, I don't know. I'm not aware of anybody that worked there. You know. What about him?
Well, he came into the control room the other day, and he was teasing me. I didn't sleep good the night before. He said, "Yeah, you stayed out too late is what you did." And I was like, "No, I didn't stay out anywhere too late. I was in my own bed. Alone, thank you." And I told him, I said, "I don't go anywhere." I said, "Go to church, go to the store, go to work." And I said, "That's it. Run my kids here, there, and yonder, and that's it." And he said, "You mean you don't have a boyfriend?" I said, "No." "Not dating anybody?" I said, "No." He couldn't believe it. He comes in all the time. He'll bring me the weather forecast, the updated weather forecast, when he gets finished with it. He leaves at noon, and he'll bring it in to me, and he'll say, "Honey, let's just run away. Let's just run away," he'd say. And he'd say, "Where you want to go to?" And so I break out in song with Faith Hill's "Hey Baby, Let's Go to Vegas." He laughs himself silly at me. Ford's all right. He's a good old guy. He's in the same boat everybody else is in. He works his butt off and don't make nothing. I don't know if his wife works or not. I don't think she does. I've never heard him say that she works. I have no idea. Oh, Smitty's there.
Huh?
Smitty's there.
Smitty.
Yeah. He comes on after I get off. He works from 3 to 7. John Smitty?
Oh, John Smitty, yeah. Doofus.
Yeah. Huh?
Doofus.
Yeah. He is. He's a good old guy, though, Smitty is.
He's full of shit.
Bless his heart, he's got himself in a bunch of trouble. bunch of trouble. I know where he's coming from. Though he owes some fines, okay? And he was trying to pay them as much as he could, but he's having to pay child support and having to pay for paternity tests and everything, and it takes everything practically that he makes just to, you know, to pay for those two bills, let alone living expenses. And he said that the judge told him that if he came back to court and he didn't have his fines paid, be sure to bring his clothes because he'd be going to jail. And, you know, he said that, you know, that to me that doesn't make any sense. He said, here I am, he said, I'm paying my child support. He said, it takes just about everything that I make to pay my child support. And he said, they don't even want to work with me on paying these fines. They just want to put me in jail and say to heck with it. And he said, and that makes me get farther behind in my child support. And he said, then I'll be in jail again, brought up on charges for non-support and all this stuff. And so he's keeping a fairly low profile, which I can't blame him. I mean, the guy's doing the best that he can. He's got his little boy most of the time.
Yeah, I used to hang around with Smitty quite a bit.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Now, Sutton asked me if he was still there when I talked to him. I said, yeah. He said, well, tell him that I said hi. And I said, okay, I will.
Yeah, I've been with him on a couple occasions that he tried to beat the shit out of his girlfriend.
Diana?
No, the girl before, the one that he has the boy by.
Oh. Well, judging from what I've heard about her, she probably deserved it. I don't know. That's only one-sided conversation there, you know?
Of course. I know both sides.
But then there again...
Huh?
I said, there again, no woman deserves to be hit.
Well, I had
to
put him off
along, of her. You know, just get away from each other. If you can't get along without fussing and fighting physically, then just...
But, I mean, you know, she was no saint, I know that.
No, that's what I heard. But he's not either, you know.
Of course he's not. And I tried to help the boy out on several occasions, and I got screwed, you know, and I don't help nobody out no more.
Well,
you know, I got him a job at CTT. He borrowed money off John and just fucking up and quit on him, you know?
Yeah.
And say, well, John, I'm sorry, you know. I just felt sorry for him, you know. He had a kid and a wife and needed a job, so.
Well, you don't do stuff like that either. He's not done anything to me.
Oh, I always liked him, you know.
You know. I don't have a problem with him. Your CDs are skipping.
No, they're not.
It sounded like it. Uh-huh.
They're not skipping.
What is that? What's that cutting out?
Nothing's cutting out.
Sounds like it.
It may be the telephone cutting out. But believe me, my CDs are not cutting out.
It sounded like it a couple of times. I was like, uh-uh, you got fingerprints on them.
No, I got a 6 CD changer and the 6 stay in there. They never come out.
Ah. What have you got, a whole system?
Yeah, I got my boss gave me a $2,000 Pioneer system.
Dang.
This is my bonus.
Christmas?
Not Christmas.
Just a bonus?
Yeah. I was going to buy it off of him, you know, and pay him $50 a week. He said, Dad, just keep it.
Well.
I said, I'll do that because I love my music.
No arguments from you, huh?
Shoot, no. I've always wanted a system like this and finally got one.
Well, good. Don't do something stupid and move off and leave it.
I'm known for doing that kind of stuff.
I know. That's why I said, don't do something stupid and run off and leave it. Get ready to go. Pack that baby. With care.
Oh, if I leave, I'll probably give it to my niece.
Then you'd have to get you another one.
Yeah. That's the story of my life. If I had every piece of electronic equipment that I ever bought, I could still do houses with it. It's just material things, you know. As long as I can make money, I can buy more material things.
Yeah.
Of course, the material things don't mean shit to me.
Yeah, but they're nice to have sometimes.
Oh, of course they are, but I mean...
Your life don't revolve around them, right?
Of course not.
Well, I tell you what. Speaking of material things, last time you were down here, did you see Bo's new house up on Stamper?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well,
I heard about that. I heard that's why they don't have new studios yet, because she had to have her dream house or something.
Oh, yeah. The construction on the new radio station,
yeah,
as it was stopped up there for the longest time. It was almost, the outside was almost completely
done.
Yeah,
we were seeing it the last time I was down there. It was going to be a nice place.
And then he kind of let it slip one night at supper about the new radio station. They would be able to move into it come summer. And she's like, what new radio station? She had no idea that he was even building it. And he already had the four walls up and everything.
Yeah, I mean, that's a nice big building, because I was assuming that he was going to move everything into that building.
He is. He's going to move both radio stations and a TV station
yeah.
in there. But it's all going to be automated, so, you know. I mean, he might have a couple or three live DJs, but that'd be about it. Because he put it to us that when that new radio station got built, he was moving all four radio stations in there. And us full-time DJs would be taking care of it all at one time. Both AMs, both FMs, and the TV station.
Yeah.
Making sure stuff was loaded up and everything the way it was supposed to be. But he don't want to pay anybody anything. And that's why I quit him. He wanted me to come in and work 45 hours a week and pay me just barely above minimum wage. That's what it would have averaged out. I mean, like I said, he wasn't paying me that great to begin with. And promised me the moon and the stars on a silver platter. And then whenever I got to talking to him about it, you know, it's time for these things to come to pass. And he didn't want to do it, so... I told him I wasn't going to do it either. Find somebody else, if he could. And he found somebody to take my place, and they lasted 4 months. Not hardly 4 months. And then when he went to him to make him fulfill some of the promises that he had made, kind of just slipped that promise keeper's mind. You've heard of the Promise Keepers?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of them. I said, well, if he's keeping those promises, those are the only ones he's keeping, because he's sure not keeping the ones that he makes to his employees.
Well, have you heard any more about Jim Lee?
Not since they put him out on shock probation. He's, as far as I know, he's been keeping a pretty low profile, minding his P's and Q's.
That was a good thing for him to be doing. I couldn't believe that Donnie Sutton told me about that. I would have believed that he would have killed somebody before I believed that he would have been involved in something like that.
Well, he was set up.
Yeah, his little girlfriend set him up.
Uh-huh. Yep. and he pled guilty to protect her. And that shocked me. I mean, I sat right here and watched it on TV. And that blew my mind. I couldn't believe it. Jim Lee and morphine? I just, No.
But also, because you're rich and have a lot of money don't mean that you can't fuck up.
Well, this is true.
Nah, mess up. Sorry, recorder.
Well, you know, people that have money, they want more. They want more and more and more and more. They think that it makes them happy, but it don't. I wish that I could find a place to work at where I could make some decent money, enough to provide a living for my two kids and, you know, not have to worry about, well, I'll pay this bill this payday and that bill in 2 weeks when I get paid again, and juggling this, that, and the other thing around, you know. I could probably go back to Murphy Surf Air. I'm just not real hot on being cooped up in an office with 9 women. But I could go back there and take my job that I had before, I'm sure. I just don't particularly care for it. And who knows, I may not even be able to sit at the computer for 8 hours, 10 hours a day and do that kind of work because of the injuries that I had back in May and still trying to deal with and work through and heal. And my brain's still not right.
I have a question to ask you.
What's that?
When you were working back at the collection agency again,
yeah,
did you ever look up my file to see if I owed anything to anybody?
If you did, it was in a dead file.
Hmm.
That place was so unorganized.
Oh, I was just curious because it's been 7 years, so I don't owe anybody nothing.
You know, it would be in a dead, inactive file.
Yeah, it'd have to be. I mean, it should be not even on the files at all anymore.
But they moved computers in there and stuff, and all of their things are done by computer now. I just didn't particularly like being talked to the way I was talked to by a fellow employee, and I told her so. And she didn't like it too awfully much. Neither did I, so I said, well, you know, I don't even have to put up with this. I don't. And so I left one day and didn't go back. I've been known to do that on occasion.
Me too.
I mean, you only mess with me for so long, and when I get tired of it, you'll know it because I'll just pick my purse up and walk out the door and say, see ya. You know, you get tired of being treated that way after a while. Talk to like you're some kind of a dog. Forget it. I don't have to take that. I'm not going to. If somebody can't treat me with some semblance of respect, then to heck with them. I don't need them. But I told Jim, I said, don't forget, you asked me to come to work here. I didn't ask you for this job. You asked me. Don't ask me again. As long as you have her working here, don't ever ask me to come back. Because I said, I won't. he got mad, but I don't care. That's just the way it is. He wouldn't say anything to her. So I said what I had to say to him, and I picked up my purse and said, adios. I'm gone.
Sometimes you got to do that.
It was about like Bo jerking me around on my hours and stuff, knowing the full good and well that I could not work until 10 o'clock at night. When was I supposed to see my kids? And I tried to talk to him about changing the hours around, and no, he already had it in concrete. And he wasn't about to change it. He finally figured out how he was going to do it. And that was the way it was going to be done. So now he's finding himself with nothing but a machine to do it for him. Which is all fine, well, and good, except for one thing. When it comes springtime and summertime and holiday time, and he has all these live remotes that people are wanting to buy, and he can't sell them because he doesn't have a real live DJ to go and do them. And he's going to be missing out on a bunch of money there. And their live remotes at Katy Country are like $500 a package for a 2-hour remote. That's crazy. And then the DJs only get paid $25 for 2-hour remote. I mean, you know, sure, pay your salespeople well. Pay your office people well. But don't forget who these people are listening to every single day. Day in and day out. The ones that they associate with that radio station. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because as bad as he doesn't want to admit it, the DJs are the ones that's making the money for him, not the salespeople. Then he started messing around with everybody's live remotes, and they were all going to Kathy. She got paid salary 1 month just on live remotes. I know she did. In addition to her salary.
Yeah.
Every time you turned around, it was, we got another live remote. Well, who's doing it, Kathy? It got to the point where you didn't even ask who was doing it anymore. You knew right off the bat. And then you got the phone ringing off the hook and people calling and complaining. Why is she always the one that's on the air? Why aren't the rest of you out? What do you say?
Maybe she's screwing Bo like she was screwing Jim Lee.
Well, I'll tell you what. I caught her coming out of...
And that's on the tape, too, so I don't care.
I caught her coming out of Eubanks Electric one day. And her and Bo was the only ones there, and she was kind of disheveled whenever she came out. It was in the evening, about 6 o'clock, I guess. So, you know, use your imagination. I always wondered what she had holding over his head. I guess now we know, don't we? It's just like... People have asked me over and over and over again, how does she keep her job at Katy Country? Is she screwing the boss or what? Hey, I don't know. I'm not in her bedroom. I don't mess in her personal life. I don't know what she's doing, but she's holding something over his head. That's what Warner said to me whenever they called. They was telling me that they used to listen to Katy Country all the time, but they couldn't stand Kathy Hall. Whenever she came on, they turned it off. Turned it to another radio station. And then when they found out that I was working at the Barberville station,